To the show. This is your host, David Yanez, and some of you I may have not caught some of that broadcast earlier, so I went ahead and redid the intro music because we found out that some of our signal was not going out, and that's not always good. Anyway, welcome to the show. My name is David Yanez. I'm the host. I'm the Rev, and my address is Rev Media Network, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Again, that is P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas 77325. Normally, we get started at the top of the hour. We have been having some major technical difficulties. You know, sometimes I wonder if it's just user error, meaning me, faulty equipment or older equipment. And we have some pretty recent stuff. I try to keep the Macs that we have for the video only and editing and stuff like that. And the PCs that we have run pretty much the radio part of the station. And guess what? We always having problems with the PC side of this. I don't know why, but we always have trouble with the PC side of this. One of our laptops that we used to broadcast with, it was not picking up the internet, and we need the internet to stream the show. And of course, we couldn't get back to you. We were going, we're live, we're moving the signal, we're doing our show, but you were getting nothing of it. So you'll be able to hear the entirety of it if you go to the archives under Midwatch with the Rev on my banner. Click on my banner on the home page, and you'll get today's show. But anyway, it's a blessed week. This past few days, we've celebrated Easter. Praise God. I hope you had a great time. And a lot of people in attendance in different places. I seen online on one of the Twitters on another minister's website, they had 3,800 people come to the Lord on Easter Sunday. Last week, I told you, get ready for a big harvest. I said, get ready for people to get saved, but get ready for people to, I'm sounding like T.D. Jakes, get ready. No. Get ready for someone to get saved and change, because Easter brings out those that normally don't go to church. One church here in Texas, in Georgetown, Texas, I think that's up in the Dallas area, not quite sure. I'll have to get a map on there and look where it's at. But they actually had a Tim Tebow go over there and minister and shared his stories and had some questions on stage. They had 15,000 people in attendance. 15,000 people in attendance, and that is amazing to have that many people in attendance. They said they're thinking of having 20,000. They normally have between 15,000 and 20,000. They had 15,000 people. Some people drove 100 miles to get there to hear him speak and see. I'd rather just see him at a football game, but you know, for those that want to hear him preach, praise God. I'm sure he has some great things to say. In fact, I think he did talk about being role models and calling out the different pro athletes about being better role models and how they drop the ball on different things and how they have to be people that the individuals, kids, and adults can look up to. So, anyway, that's what was happening this last week. I hope that you were in a blessed service. I got our email from a friend in Hawaii, Pastor. I want to get his name right, and you know old Rev hammers the names. So let me get on my. Here it is, Pastor. His name, I want to say his name right, and his name is not here, of course. But either way, we have a pastor friend that we just, here it is, Pastor Costa Naum, the second Naum, N-A-U-M. We're going to be doing some things for his ministry. We're going to probably be streaming some of the shows for him, streaming some of his programs as well as his services. And we're excited about that new relationship. And we're going to hopefully see him this next few months or this next year. We'll be able to go out there and visit in Hawaii. Oh, yes, I'm always available to go on trips to go to Hawaii. That is not a problem at all. We love it, and we love to see God move. We love to see God do things out there and see the power of God move out in our healing services. And I think this year, I'm really praying that God opens the door for the healing services, that we continue to take this message of healing and hope to the masses. I mean, just basically to any church that opens a door to see God's movement. But we were going to be able to see this does a relationship grow from that? And we're excited about that. But there are a few other people that we want to say welcome to Rev Media Network. And we're going to get to the music channel in a second. We have a lot of new guests. I have a lot of new hosts. A lot of new artists on there. We're going to go to that page on Rev Media Network really quick. But before that, there's a couple of people that signed on that y'all may not even have known has signed on to Rev Media Network. And I just want to make sure you do get their information. If we could go to the live events page, my friends, I'm going to tell you right now. We got Pray America Live with Pastor David Woods. And he broadcasts from midnight to 4 a.m. a call-in talk show. Over 102 stations. I guess we're 103. Now you can say 103 because we're 103 here. And we're carrying his signal live. And this it'll simulcast on the Sermon Channel, the Pray America Channel, and it'll simulcast on his player. If you go to live events, he'll be the very first thing. Has an American flag across the United States and with prayer hands in the middle. This is the guy. Excuse me. This is the guy that can be, I tell you what, I've been listening to some of his archives, and I just love how the man prays. Excuse me. Now what that was, something just got in my throat there. Anyway, he prays pretty good, and he's an exciting individual, and he just loves to pray. He sounds like, to me, I was joking around with my my minister friend at the Papa's Seafood the other day. We're hanging out and visiting, going over some of the stuff we're helping him with, and I was like, you know, this guy sounds like more Cirilla. Everybody's going to be saved and not praise God. Everybody, somebody's going to get touched today. Praise God. Come up to Brother Cirillo. He's going to pray for you today. That's kind of how this guy sounds. And he has an anointing. I don't know if it's the anointing or if it's his voice. But either way, he's good. And we have, of course, Miss June Hunt. Hope for the Heart and Hope in the Night is what we're going to listen to from 11 to 1 a.m. And she has her own player as well. And these two individuals are on the new prayer and counseling channel. Counseling and prayer channel. And you can hear that on channel 4 on the archives of these two individual shows. If you want the live shows, please visit the live events pages anywhere from 11 o'clock to 4 o'clock in the morning. And then we have Miss Shirley Mitchell. Beautiful Miss Shirley Mitchell, and she's written several books, and she's actually becoming a good friend. Her and Cruiser, her publicist and friend, they're on the live events page, and they also broadcast a live show 7 p.m. Eastern time on Thursdays. In fact, this Thursday on the 12th, I will be on their show. I will be their guest on the show, and it'll be a live broadcast here on Rev Media Network. You can listen to LA Talk Radio as well. It'll be on that. And you can also listen to it, agentoutsidethebox.com. You'll have it on that as well. So there's several new shows that have come on. But what I want to talk to you today about is the music artists. We have several of them. And, okay, I got to fix some of these bios are kind of long. But if I can start with Mosaic. Mosaic is a beautiful young group. You're going to hear part of their interview today. You're going to hear Julie Elias' interview and Miss America 2011, Teresa Scanlon. She has one song on this as well. She does more mainly instrumental, but these guys are great. We're going to have them play for you in just a few minutes. And I think we're probably just going to have time for one of them today because of the late start that we had and the technical errors, as usual, that we've been getting lately. But let me go ahead and let me just tell you, if you go to the music channel, you're going to hear a whole bunch of new songs. We've added some great things, and I really think that you're going to be blessed. We have different artists, and I can go through their bios, and I can tell you what they are, but it's probably better if I just let you hear their broadcast that we had over there in Nashville, Tennessee, at the NRB. We had a great time, and we're able to spend a few minutes with each of these people interviewing them, and I just want you to get a hold of them. So the first up we're going to do is Mosaic, and before we go to that, remember, you can email me, david@revmedianetwork.com, and you can get a hold of me anytime that you want to talk to me about any of the stuff that we do. Just give me a holler, let me know if you have some guests. We're going to be having some authors coming on, and in fact, October, baby, we're supposed to be interviewing them. I got to send them some times and stuff when we can interview them. But here is Mosaic. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. Anyway, they'll tell you who they are, and at the end of it, I think. And anyway, here's our interview. God bless. We'll be right back after this interview.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me about yourself, guys. Welcome to the show. This is broadcasting live. We're live right now on the radio, and we are going to be going on this TV probably soon after, in another week or so. I'm going to edit everything down, and then we're going to put our segment, whatever it was, 20 minutes. It's going to be about 10 minutes, or you're going to be on our show. We'll do a 30-minute show and have you on there as well. Probably put a picture of y'all on the TV part, and then introduce you, then put the video rolling afterwards. Y'all look so lovely. Amen. Tell me how this got started.
Wow. Well, we were all friends at Belmont University in Nashville, here in Nashville.
Okay.
And we never saw ourselves doing Mosaic full-time. We were all going to go our separate ways after college, but the Lord had different plans for us. And right before graduation, we somehow, for the first time, sang a song with all of our voices together, and that particular evening inspired our first album.
Wow.
And we did a short tour of all of our hometowns, just thinking this would be a fun little thing. While we had all of our other part-time jobs going, we decided to do a quick tour of our Christmas album that we made for as a gift for our parents.
Amen.
After we did a short tour to 5 different cities, the Lord just kept confirming through people that had heard our music that it was something special and that we shouldn't quit. We should keep going in music together. And so we just by faith quit our other part-time jobs and became full-time in ministry.
Oh, amen. And what kind of jobs were you doing already?
Just coffee shop jobs and part-time church jobs. We, that first album that we made, like Molly said, was a Christmas album, and originally as a gift for our parents. And so after that first initial tour, we started seeing fruit from it, and we're thinking, well, guess we need something that's not seasonal. So we all banded together and just brought songs to the table that we'd been writing, and it just turned out, when we put all of our songs together, we realized, hey, all of these are right out of scripture. And
oh, wow.
That was our first album that was not Christmas. It's called As Long As It Is Day, and we toured that for a year, and that led to our most recent album called Teach Us.
Okay.
And it's been really neat, because over the past 2 years we've been traveling full-time to different churches, sharing these songs in concert form.
Wow.
Kind of like a musical Bible study of sorts.
Wow.
But the one thing that the Lord has really confirmed is his blessing over teaching his word through music.
Okay.
And that's kind of, he's refined our ministry in that way, to really focus on that aspect of it.
Wow. And how's the response been out there? I mean, you stepped out in faith, amen? Because you quit the coffee shop type jobs, right? And you went out in faith. How was the response when you go out there? I mean, you're a good-looking group all together. So, I mean, it's like, it's not that you're not individually good-looking, but all together, and you have a good message and stuff. But, you know, there's a lot of bands out there. There's a lot of different ministries, and a lot of things that I think we all have to get in our mindset is, you know, am I just another band? You know, you got to realize that if you're doing what God has sent you to do, then it doesn't matter if there's 100 of them just like your ministry, but it's your ministry. So tell me about the walk of faith.
Well, for us, as Emily was saying, we started out just not really having much of an identity as a group. I would say we just, again, took steps of obedience. But God really used a lot of the people who listen to our music and a lot of the people who support what we do to give us an identity, which was, they noticed that what was unique about our ministry was that in our music we are teaching God's word.
Amen.
And that we are coming to our, because we're all songwriters, and that's one of the things that also makes us unique, is we're a group of songwriters that have just kind of banded together, and we would just write these songs individually, and they would all come out of different things that God is teaching us through his word, and it was kind of accidental on our part, but
yeah,
obviously the Holy Spirit was just weaving
oh,
together.
Oh, God has
ministry.
A plan.
Yeah.
God always has a plan, and you know, there's no accidents or coincidence with him, and
yeah,
it's a good thing. And it's funny, though, because you're like the third interview I did this today that they started off with a Christmas song.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
God does something awesome. People, you know what? But that's like the birth of the Lord. It just like you get your whole heart in that type of song when you sing about the Lord and the birth of Christ. So God just brings out the people with a good, genuine heart. And I've seen that, and they are like the third interview today that did a Christmas album first and everything. So is songwriting hard? I know writing sermons is for me. I have to sit there and I have to really break something down. Or even when I write for the show, it's like, I'll be honest, I don't write much for the show. I ad-lib the whole thing. My guests, my people, they understand. My listeners, we've done real good this year. We had over 3 million listeners.
Wow.
So we're doing some great things that we actually, it's actually a station that I own. And we broadcast on them. We have a music channel. If it's okay to play your music, we'd love to play it on our 24/7 music channel. If that's fine with
y'all.
But how hard is it writing music?
Well, we joke that God is a really good songwriter.
Okay.
So we don't have to work that hard.
Okay.
Because we just open His Word sometimes and just set music to the scripture.
Wow. Okay.
Not all the time. Not all of our songs are verbatim scripture, but wouldn't y'all say it's kind of helpful that scripture is the heart behind what we do?
Because
Because that's our purpose. I mean, we don't have to. There is some of our own interpretation in those songs.
Oh, absolutely.
But I think it makes songwriting easy.
It kind of has just seemed to bubble up from our experiences with the Word, and so there's only been a few times I think where it's been like, okay, we need to construct this type of song, but mostly it's just been an overflow of what God has already been pouring into our hearts.
Now I know you all got talent. Amen. Praise God. And y'all have individuality.
Yeah.
And how do y'all gel together? I mean, does that work good for y'all? I mean, y'all just naturally fit. Like, you have something that they need today, and you have something that we need tomorrow. Mm-hmm. That's when we know God put it together. So tell us about that.
It's been really neat because we all met in college, like Molly said. And we've got two married couples sitting here today. Jonathan and I are married, and Molly and Patrick are married.
Awesome.
And we have a fifth member, Devin, but... We were
Who's engaged, I thought, right?
Yes, she's engaged.
Okay.
Molly and I roomed together during college some, and so did Patrick and Jonathan. And it's really neat because the Lord just had us in each other's lives making music for other things.
Okay.
So we've had plenty of time to really learn each other's musicality styles in writing and instrumentally and vocally. We have kind of developed a sense for what everybody else is going to do in the group. But, it's a neat thing in the group because since we're a mosaic and we're trying to bring equal parts to make this beautiful picture, we definitely have to, there's a lot of give and take in this type of a group. Genre-wise on our albums, each song is written by a different person, so you're going to get a different flair, but the same mosaic sound because we're very vocally driven. We always have 4 or 5 harmonies going at a time.
Amen, amen. Let's get you to talk. You haven't said much lately, brother. Come on, jump in. Just
ask
tell
me anything.
What's your name?
My name's Patrick.
See, that's normally how we start. And what do you bring to the table?
I'm the oldest in the group. I'm 26.
I would have thought you were the youngest.
Yeah.
No.
Thank you. The others are 24. So sometimes I think that I take on a fatherly role in some situations, like making sure that we don't lose our keys, making sure we take care of our tires on our car and trailer and stuff like that. So I definitely bring some of that to the table. I also am the guitarist.
Okay.
But I tell people I'm the least of all in the group, a singer. So I kind of tag along in the singing regard, but I do a lot of instrumentation. And then also I'm just
a
goofball.
He brings a lot of joy to
me. Yeah, I bring a lot of Christmas
joy. That's a good wife. That's
especially.
A good wife right there. It's like, Chico, come on. You know,
yeah,
it's hard to talk up yourself, right? But others could talk you up and say,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't mean to embarrass you. I just try to get you in the conversation.
Yeah, I have fun. I bring fun to the table a lot of times and I goof around with these guys.
Yeah, have you done a lot of interviews right here at the NRB?
Today, not a lot. No, not today.
Just a few.
We have in the past, but this is our first time doing the NRB.
Okay, all right.
You're our first interview today.
Oh,
at least
wow.
Radio interview.
Okay, yeah. Well, hey, I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah.
A lot of meet and greets?
Yeah.
All right, so what do you think about all this and all the NRB stuff?
It's exciting. Jonathan and I were talking as we were walking to go get a burger that this is a really cool setup. You know, you have people all over and different aspects of ministry coming together to meet each other and to see if there's any collaboration that could happen in the future and that kind of thing. So I think that it's a very smart thing. I think God is happy about His children putting their heads and hearts together in this way and seeing
Amen.
You know, how to keep on trucking and that kind of thing.
Amen. Like, everybody has a different flavor they bring. That's how I look at it. And everybody has different taste, what they eat. Mm-hmm. So when we're out there preaching and we're out there singing and we're out there doing ministry, I mean, I go to India all the time to preach. And, you know, my flavor may not be for them, and sometimes, but mm-hmm. there's some people out there that they love what I do. And the same thing with your music. So always be encouraged. There's someone out there that's going to hear that you're the only one that's going to reach them. Mm-hmm. You are. You're the only one that's going to design something mm-hmm. that's going to touch them. And I'm going to share with you a story. My friend Gary Wood, he died years ago and went to heaven and came back. He was one of the things he seen in heaven was how they made songs. And I want to share this with you. I feel inspired to share it with you. He said that he was listening to a song that was a popular rock song, but it was in a holy form. And he goes, well, he's asking the person that was taking him around heaven, how did they, you know, this is a rock song from earth. I've heard it. And he goes, well, don't you know that every music was designed by God? And every music was made by God, but God is waiting for people, Christian artists, down in earth to pull it out in their spirit, to bring it out in their prayer, and to get that song. And sometimes the enemy, because the devil was head of, Lucifer was head of the songs and head of the singing, he took a lot of that with him. And so he intercepts it, and then that's how the world gets it instead of how the godly people get it. So I want to encourage you, keep going in there, keep drawing, because what you're bringing to the table is going to touch people's lives. And like I said, there's different flavors, and that's awesome that y'all can be out there ministering. So tell me, what kind of venues have y'all been to? And what kind of places have you ministered at and sung at? And what kind of venues do y'all prefer?
We've been to mainly churches. One of the things that we like to do the most, and we feel like we're fulfilling our calling the most, is when we go into a church and we give a concert to that specific church body, because what we do is teach God's word through music. And so when we have a concert setting, we can just kind of lay that out for them and play them our songs and show them what God's been doing
Amen.
In us and through us. We also sometimes visit churches in the morning and lead worship and that kind of thing, and we love that.
You like
to do that?
Worship service?
Yeah.
Do you have like a background in worship, or you've all done worship or no? Some of y'all?
We have. Kind of off and on, different levels for different folks of us in the group.
So,
yeah.
So y'all also done like youth camps and women events, stuff like that?
We have.
Yeah, and you just see a good response there?
Absolutely.
Which one's the preacher in here? Which one preaches the most when they get that microphone? Oh, there it goes. Where?
You know what's funny is because we've all individually written these songs, and because they're all inspired by Scripture or straight out of Scripture, we all really get an opportunity to share something that the Lord taught us through His Word. And that's one of the things I think that makes Mosaic special and unique, is just that it's not really about one person. It's not even really about us. It's about showcasing the beauty of and the power of Scripture.
Amen.
And so, and the power of God, you know, above Scripture, just to for His truth to penetrate into our lives and change our lives. And so
Amen.
We all get to share before each song. We share a little bit about how the song got written.
Amen. And speaking about Scripture, how do y'all stay grounded in the Word with such travel? Because when I travel, it's hard to open up that Bible. I mean, I have it on my BlackBerry. I have it on my BlackBerry tablet. And it's still hard to just sit there and get the Word in you. So share some stories.
I don't know if I have a story. Maybe someone else does. But, I mean, I think it's just a continual process of learning. Just the discipline of, you know, self-sacrifice.
Yeah.
And, you know, to do certain things, you have to sacrifice other things like sleep or things like that. And so I think it's just about making it important. You know, we always do the things that we treasure. We always give time to the things that we treasure. And so if we treasure God's word, then we're going to make that a part of our lives. And so that's been kind of the convicting thing in my life, is do I really value this? Is this just my career? Is this something that's really important to me? And so I think it's probably different for each of us. But that would be my story.
That would be your story? Now, how do people get a hold of y'all? I know that you may want them to be booked and get your booked into different places. What's the best way to get a hold of y'all?
Our website, probably. It's mosaicworship.com. And you can email us at booking@mosaicworship.com, or just our general email is mosaic@mosaicworship.com. So if you search for Mosaic Worship, you'll find us.
And Live in Victory, is that a music video?
Yes.
Tell us about that.
I'll tell you about it real quick. Live in Victory was a song that our member, who is not with us today, wrote. And she in that, she talks about finding victory over sin struggles through God's Holy Spirit and through you know, Christ's blood on the cross, you know, mm-hmm. having nailed our sins, taking them all away, you know, finding victory in that. We made a music video about it. My sister is a creative person out in Hollywood, California.
Okay.
So sometimes she's a director, sometimes a producer, sometimes an actress, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, sometimes a songwriter, blah, blah, blah. So she was like, I love this song, and it's ministered to me greatly, and I want to do a music video for it. So we went out there and made a music video, and it's really fun. It's got a nice little storyline, and you can find that on YouTube. It's called Live in Victory, Mosaic Official Music Video. Yeah, check it out.
Amen. So give us your contact information again before we go.
Alrighty, it's www.mosaicworship.com. And you can email us there and get in touch with us at booking@mosaicworship.com.
And tell us all your names again, please.
I'm Jonathan Martin. This is my wife.
Emily Martin.
And I'm Molly Lockwood. And this is my husband.
Patrick Lockwood.
And say, we are...
Yeah,
I think that's a good ending on that. God bless y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was gonna ask, do you want us to sing something for you?
Yeah, if we got time, you got time, brother. We got time.
We have to be somewhere.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, don't worry. It's fine.
You want us to sing
for us? Yeah. Do what you want on that. Definitely. Hey, we're gonna have a special. See, usually I close, but we're gonna have him coming up next. So we're gonna keep the speed going. And keep the signal going. So y'all take your time. Whatever you want
to
play. Do y'all need
it? I have to sing.
Yeah, you're going to have to sing, Erwin. I told you we're going to have another Erwin sighting. And Erwin came back again. Praise God. He's been bugging me all day. Now I'm playing.
Okay, this is a song called One. It comes straight out of Ephesians about the body of Christ.
We are one in His death and resurrection, unified. There is one God who is over all, through all, in all. He's in us. We are one, and by our love we're identified. We love one God who is over all, through all, in all. He's in us.
And that was Mosaic. I'm still saying it wrong. You can listen to them on RevMediaNetwork.com now. They're on our music channel. And after you pass Julia Liza's long bio that I put there, I have to shorten that up a bit. I just cut and pasted it, trying to get this out there. There's a sample of their songs on our website. So if you don't know if you're listening to them, but you want to hear a sample of their album, I believe what we have put on there was Teach Us is the actual song that we have on there. So they're great young couples that do ministry, and they can come to your church if you're looking for someone to come and minister at your church. Well, my friends, I want to tell you that this week's going to be a great week for you to be faithful and strong in the Lord. But most of all, make your time for Him, just like we're talking about. You know, how do you make the time when you're busy traveling? And I can tell you, when I go to India, when I go to travel around the United States or on any trip, it's the hardest thing sometimes just to get my time with them. But I want to share with you something that John Osteen said one time. They asked him, how do you stay out there preaching, and I don't even see you take notes half the time or bring notes. And he said, I stay prayed up, I stay read up, I stay fellowshipped up with the Lord, and I stay devotioned up, that when it's time to preach, I'm preaching off the top of it, not the bottom of it. I'm full, and I preach off the fullness of God. So I want you to take that to heart and figure it out and what it means for you. And I want to tell you, we'll catch you next time on the Midwatch, my friends. God bless you. Thank you again for listening to our show. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you.